I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
My name is Andy, and this is the most magical podcast on earth. When I'm not on holiday at Walt Disney World, I'm planning a holiday to Disney. And when I'm not planning a holiday to Disney, I'm talking about Disney with other UK fans like me who make the trip to Orlando and the House of the Mouse. So whether you're a parks professional or a Florida first timer, this is the podcast for you. Each episode, I'll be chatting to other Disney superfans to share memories of their magical times, answering your Walt Disney World questions, getting you all the latest news from the parks, and finding out what's happening right now in Orlando. So get your ears on as we take you to the most magical place on earth. This is the most magical podcast on earth as part of the Secret Recordings Network. Make sure you give us a like, give us a follow. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, we are at PodMagical. Same place to go if you'd like to be a podcast guest in the new year. Get in touch. Maybe if you're going over Christmas and New Year. I'm going over New Year. I'm going to Walt Disney World over New Year's. Never done it before. Not sure what to expect. So follow along on the story. See what we get up to. But do give us a follow. We still will have a podcast in 2 weeks, by the way. 30th of December. Usually we take a bit of a New Year Christmas break, which carrying on. But I will take a little bit of a break in January. So why I'm on the subject? Make sure you subscribe to the podcast, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast. Hit subscribe button. That won't cost you anything. That just means that you will get the podcasts when they come. But there will be one in 2 weeks' time. Meanwhile, we haven't even started today's podcast yet. We'll catch it with Sian very soon, who was in Walt Disney World over summer. We'll catch it with Sian, who's a teacher. We'll find out if she brings Disney into her teaching. I've also got some of your questions, as we always do on the podcast. Feel free to drop me a message, direct message, message me in private if you'd rather, which is what Hayley did. Andy, looking forward to going to Walt Disney World next year. First time since the pandemic, staying at Disney. So this will be the first time we've been without having Magical Express. What would you suggest is the best way to get to and from the airport? Uber? Pay for the shuttle buses? What would you think? Well, I've only ever done it. Well, obviously, Magical Express is what I used to do there and back. I've taken the Mears Connect. Next time round, I'm going to take the Sunshine Flyer. But I've always made my own way back. So I've booked single just because I've heard horror stories from not just Mears and Sunshine, but various companies who do transfers that, like, they pick them up fine from the airport and they've got them to the hotel. But when it's time to come back, they haven't turned up. So I thought, well, I'll take the matters into my own hands. So I've never got an Uber or a Lyft from the airport. I do believe it's got a little bit easier now, though, from Orlando International Airport. That's if that's where you're flying. So what I usually do, I'll usually book the transfer. Mears Connect last time, no problems. Worked exactly like Magical Express. So I booked the one way, just picked me up from the airport to take me to the hotel. And then when I'm ready to come back, stand in the lobby, get on Uber and just order an Uber to take me back to the airport, back to MCO. I've usually found that's the best way because then at least you're not faffing around with jet lag when you get to the airport to get you to the hotel. And when you're ready to come home, you're kind of like not worried about not being back at the airport in time because it's all up to you. The normal taxis you can get, by the way, from the airport, if you're thinking of doing that, I do believe they are very expensive. But that's what I do. Book my transfer to get me from the airport to the hotel. And then when I'm ready to come home, get an Uber. Any questions for the new year? Do get in touch. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Pod Magical. Let's say a hello to Sian. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. So it was summer this year. You went to Walt Disney World. Have you recovered yet? Or have you still got the Disney blues?
Oh, I've still got the Disney blues, wishing to be back every day. And especially now it's getting darker and colder.
Yeah, it's dark, it's cold. Did you bring back Christmas decorations to hang on the tree to remind you?
We did.
Yes,
we did.
Of course you do. So the big question I always like to find out first is why you actually love Walt Disney World.
So I'm a performing arts teacher at a secondary school,
right.
And I just love the creativity and the innovation and the immersion of everything at Walt Disney World and all the Disney parks. But yeah, off the parades, the shows, the interactions and the heat. I love the fact that Orlando is warm.
Because you went in August, so like that was peak hot weather.
Yes, it was very hot, but it was great. I'm a sun chaser, so I love being in warm weather. So it's just perfect for me when I go out there and it's just so hot. But yeah, August is really hot. We found July hotter when we went in 2018.
Right.
But yeah, August is pretty humid.
So how do you cope? Because like you say, you like the hot weather, but like it's a different kind of humidity. How do you cope? Or do you actually just like it?
I like it. We, you know, we carry our little individual fans and we have the pool in towels and, you know, you bob in and out of aircon when it all becomes a bit too much. But yeah, I just love it. So I just get on with it, really.
You sound like a well-rehearsed summertime professional. Did you have one of those fans that sit around your neck? I noticed this time round that like they sit around like around your collar and there's two fans either side. Everybody was wearing those.
We saw loads of them, but we still had the handheld ones that we held in our hands. But we did see lots of people wearing those ones around the necks. We thought, oh, that's a good idea. But no, we didn't have one of them.
So when was the first time you went to Walt Disney World? Tell me about your first trip.
Oh, my first trip to Walt Disney World was when I was 24. So actually, 6 years ago. So I didn't go to Walt Disney World until I was an adult. I'd been to Disneyland Paris when I was three. My parents took me, and that was the last time I was in a Disney park until I was 21. And my now husband took me for my 21st birthday as a surprise to Disneyland Paris. And I just got the Disney bug then, didn't I? So we ended up in Walt Disney World when I was 24 with him and his parents. But he'd been going to Walt Disney World all the time as a child. So when I finally got to go, I was just like, oh my God, this is unbelievable. And fell in love with it. And I've been badgering to go back every couple of years since.
So he was the one who started your addiction in a way. It's his fault.
He did. Yeah, it's totally his fault. And I blame him every time we decide to go. And he's like, oh, not again. And I'm like, yes.
Yeah,
it's all your fault. No one to blame.
So that first time you went, did he like make all the plans and he was getting excited to show you this ride and see Fantasmic and stuff? Is he getting really excited for you?
He was. Well, we went with his parents as well, and his mum was just like, oh my gosh, you've got to come and do this, oh my gosh, you've got to go do that. So I think between the three of them, they planned it more just because they knew what they were doing, and I just sort of went along for the ride. And then when we got there, I was just in awe of everything, from, you know, transportation, different versions of transportation, to the parks and the different types of parks. Obviously, Disneyland Paris has only got the main park and Walt Disney Studios, isn't it? So the fact there was an Animal Kingdom and Epcot was phenomenal. I was in awe of it all. And water parks as well. We went in November in 2015, the first time we went. And the fact that the water parks in November were open just blew my mind.
Yeah, it's winter.
I know.
Although they do close, or one of them will close usually for January, February, I think they do close one when people are not too crazy because it can get a little bit cold.
Yeah.
But yeah, still, November can still be quite warm, can't it? Especially when the sun's out in the afternoon.
100%, yeah. Oh, it was amazing. And to be texting family back home saying, you won't believe I'm in a water park in November, it was just so funny.
I remember one of the first times I went, and it was it was a really late night at Magic Kingdom, and I think it was 1 o'clock in the morning, Florida time. And I was on Splash Mountain. I remember messaging somebody going, you're probably just getting up now. But just like, you know, I'm on Splash Mountain. It's actually still really warm and it's 1 a.m. But yeah, I used to love doing that. So have you got a particular favourite memory from that trip or any of the other trips? What would you say is your favourite Walt Disney World memory, Sian?
My favorite types of memory, I'd say, is definitely when it rains. And I know that sounds really silly, but when it rains, the park's empty. And the best time for it to rain is when it's close to closing time. And we had this happen to us this year when we went in August. We were in Hollywood Studios. We'd just come off Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway, and it was tipping it down outside. So we donned the ponchos and off we went. And we went to Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. And because it was like an hour from closing, the park just emptied. And we just strolled around, taking in all of the like atmosphere and the lights and everything. It was just amazing. I got some amazing pictures. And I think that's just the best point, like the best thing about the memories as well, is the fact that it was just seemed like we had the park to ourselves.
Yeah.
Just us, which is really lovely.
Yeah, I suppose, because if it rains later on in the evening, you go, oh, what's the point of coming back now? We'll just might as well stay in the hotel. But yeah, their best time is when people clear off.
Yeah, it is. It's great. And a lot of people just disappear because they're like, oh, it's closing in an hour anyway. We might as well go now.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we always put the ponchos on and just keep going.
Rock on. Yeah, that is a good tip. Have you got any more tips while we're on the subject of tips?
Stacking the Disney Genie Plus lanes was a great tip that I'd heard on one of the podcasts. And we use that quite a bit. Especially for like later on in the evening. But yeah, it was great to be able to have those stacked, especially when we went to a water park in the morning, or we just chilled, or we went to Disney Springs. We could just sit there and every couple of hours just add another lightning lane to jump on a track in the evening. Yeah.
Were you in that lucky position where you added Genie Plus to the entire package when you were allowed to do that?
Yes, we did.
Because didn't it work out at like something like £6 a day to do it like that? And now you're talking, it's something like $22 a day on the day, isn't it?
Yeah, so it was something stupid like $6 a day. And we did used the spends of it within like 4 or 5 days.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was 100% worth it. I know you can't do it anymore, which is a shame because it was a real perk for us Brits going over there. But yeah, it was a great like thing to add on to our package when we could. And we added it on late as well. We didn't originally book it in with our package. We rang Virgin Holidays, who we booked with, and we asked if it was possible, and they said, yeah, that's fine, you can add it on for, I think it was an extra £100 per person, and then done.
Yeah.
It was good.
Oh, they soon cottoned on to that, didn't they? let's not let them do that. Not anymore. No. Let's not let them have it cheap and let's put the price up. Let's talk about some of your favourite things then. Have you got a particular favourite place to stay or a favourite resort in general?
So we stay at Pop Century every time. And I think it's that happy medium of, it's been refurbed, so it's like really modern and we love the refurb rooms, like really clean. And it's not like a hotel that you want to stay at all the time, as in you're not there all day. I mean, we're not there all day. We see it in the shower and a bed some days, sometimes pop to the pool. But we love doing we love staying at Pop Century for that reason of, we're not always at the hotel. We are get out and go people. But it's one of the values that has the addition of the Skyliner, which is a big perk this year.
Yes.
It was really good. The only downside to the Skyliner is if there's thunder and lightning in the area, it goes down, so you have to then get the bus. And Epcot is a real issue with that, because you walk to the back of the park to see if you're going to get the Skyliner, then the Skyliner's down and you have to go back to the front of the park to go and get the bus.
Of course, yeah.
But it is really, really good. Skyliner is a great addition to Walt Disney World, definitely.
And do you go to any other parks when you stay in Orlando, or just use that as a base for Disney?
We just tend to stay Disney. We did in 2018 stay on International Drive for a week, where we went to Universal and we did some like Gator Golf and looked at the shopping and things like that. But we tend to just go straight for Disney when we're in Orlando and stay there and then pop out if we really need to, but we tend not to.
Yeah, I suppose you've got the 14-day ticket and you had the Genie Plus as well at that time. Time is money.
It is.
Back with Sian in just a moment. Let's have a quick news update from everything going on in Walt Disney World and Orlando, Florida. First of all, the brand new holiday offer that has just been released. The latest UK offer, if you're looking to go to Walt Disney World next year, if you're going, oh, they brought back the free dining plan. No, they've not brought back the free dining plan. But do check that out if you're thinking of going next year. There's a brand new offer that's just been released. From America, latest from the parks, there's been more details about the brand new coffee shop that's going to to be opening in Disney's Boardwalk Hotel. It's going to be a new Joffrey's coffee shop called The Carousel. Also, more developments being made in Moana's Journey of Water, which is currently being built in the middle of Epcot. That seems to be springing up right now. And also, over at Universal, more details about what's going in where Shrek was. Shrek's 4D Adventure closed, as did the Monsters Cafe. That's all going to be part of a brand new Minions Land. So a brand new Minion attraction, which sounds, from the details of it, sounds it's going to be a little bit like Toy Story Mania, but with Minions. Minions Cafe opening there as well to go with that. Any other news coming from over from Orlando? Follow us on the socials, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, at Pod Magical. Sean's on this episode of the podcast. Went to Walt Disney World in August, stayed at Pop Century. We talked about Skyliner. Where did you eat, by the way? Have you got any favourite restaurants?
So we didn't eat there this year, but my favourite restaurant to go to is Hollywood and Vine in Hollywood Studios. Pre-COVID, we could get the Fantasmic Dining Package. So we used to go for a buffet lunch, which also was character-based. So you meet all the Fab Five. And then that would reserve us a seat in the Fantasmic Arena for the evening. And it was just like the best of both worlds.
That was was that when you had the free dining as well?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I miss doing that on a free dining when you can go, right, we can use one credit. We can box off a character meal, have a buffet and get the ticket for Fantasmic. It was a great thing, wasn't it?
Exactly. A great deal. It's such a shame they haven't brought it back.
Fantasmic's back and the dining plan is back. The dining plan. Don't get excited. Not the dining plan's back, but the Fantasmic Dining Package is back at Hollywood and Vine. Just have to pay for it. That's the only thing. Where else do you like to eat in the parks or resorts?
So we have like a tradition. Our first day is always Magic Kingdom, and we always go to Columbia Harbour House for our first lunch.
What do you have there?
Everything.
So
I have my husband really likes the shrimp from there, but I have the chicken strips. Fries, and it's just great because we get one of those tables above like the bridge that matches towards Memento Mori, is it?
Yeah.
And we look down and crowd watch at people. So we do that first day every time.
People never go up there, do they? And in the Pinocchio one in Magic really Kingdom as well. It's like people don't go upstairs, maybe they go, I can't be bothered. I've done enough walking around this park. I'm not doing stairs as well. I'll just sit downstairs.
It's a lot of steps.
It is a lot of steps. But that means you can eat more most of the time.
It is, yes.
Have you got any guilty pleasures? Is there anything that you're like, really, I wouldn't really tell anybody else, but as I'm on a Disney podcast, I'll talk about it?
My guilty pleasure is, and it sounds really boring, but I just like to take 15 minutes every so often and just sit on a bench somewhere and absorb everything that's going on around me.
Yeah.
And that is... Especially if my husband's off doing a really big ride, because he's into the thrill rides and I'm really not. So I'll just grab myself like a 7-Up or Sprite or whatever they are, or an ice cream, and just pop myself on a bench somewhere and just absorb what's going on around me. People watch, absorb all of the little details that you wouldn't usually see because you're running from rides to attraction to show to parade. So yeah, I just love to sit and absorb the atmosphere.
So what does he go on that you don't go on then?
Rock and Roller Coaster.
Yeah. Have you done it, or you're like, I'm not even going on that?
Not even going on it.
So you've never been on it?
Like, no, I've never been on it. But this year was the first year that I was like, right, I'm going to tackle all of the mountains, because I'd never done any other than Splash Mountain and Thunder Mountain. The idea of Space Mountain being in the dark absolutely terrified me.
Yeah.
And then I went on it, and we came off it, and I was like, why the hell was I scared about it?
Ah, you see?
And then the first time I went on Everest was this year as well.
And what do you think of Everest?
Oh, yeah. It was okay. I came off a little bit wobbly.
So this sounds like I'm not going to do it again then. Like, I'm glad I've done it, but I've done it.
I did do it twice in the end, because my husband convinced me that I needed to do it again just to make sure that I just didn't put myself off the first time. So I did do it twice. But no, I didn't go on it after that. And he went on it a few more times after me. But yeah, I did do it. So I'm proud of myself doing it. But
I'll
give
a round of applause, John, for doing that one. What about Guardians of the Galaxy? Did you get to go on that?
Yeah, so we booked a lightning lane for it. We paid for a red lightning lane. And I was under the impression that it was a gentle roller coaster from what people had told me. And people meant that it was the smoothest roller coaster they've ever been on, because it is really smooth.
It's really smooth, but it's not gentle.
It's not gentle.
No, not at all.
And there was a brilliant picture, because it sends a photograph of you on the ride to your magic band.
Yeah.
And the picture came up, and there's literally a little girl in front of me of maybe, what, 10, 11? And she was having a great time, and me sat behind her screaming my head off. it's hilarious. But yeah, I did do it. I won't do it again. My husband did it a couple of more times, but yeah, no, not for me. Very smooth though. Very impressive.
Glad you did it though.
Very glad I did it, yeah.
But
I can pass
again.
A firm. I won't do it again.
So what is your favourite attraction? What's your must do?
I'm a lover of Flight of Passage. Because it was Soarin', and then Flight of Passage arrived.
Yeah.
It's like Soarin' on steroids.
Yeah, it is,
the only way I can describe it. Yeah, so that was the one that every time it was Animal Kingdom Day, I was like, right, booked it, Lightning Lane, we're going on it. I wasn't going to miss it. No way.
But I'm going to give you your perfect Disney day. You can stay anywhere and do anything, eat anywhere. What would it be, from getting up in the morning, probably very early, to staying up very late at night?
So starting Pop Century.
Yeah.
We'd get the Skyliner over to Epcot, where we'd have breakfast in the France Pavilion and get a good crepe from the new crepe place that's by Ratatouille.
Not been there yet. Recommend it?
Have you not?
No.
Yes, 100%. Although they don't do lemon and sugar.
Not proper pancakes.
They do the sugar, but they don't do the lemon with it. And the amount of Brits we heard asking, do you do lemon and sugar? And they were like, no, we do the sugar, just not with the lemon.
Yeah, bring some lemon. Bring your own lemon. Take your own lemon.
Bring your own lemon if you want lemon and sugar. Yeah, 100%. But oh God, their preps are amazing. Yeah, so definitely doing that. Then we'd box off Test Track and Soarin' before hopping over to Animal Kingdom, where I could get some Flight of Passage on the go and ride the safari.
Yeah.
I think then after that, we'd head to Hollywood Studios for a late lunch at Hollywood and Vine, get that character breakfast in, and also fix that seat Fantasmic later on in the evening.
Good plan.
Ride Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway, Rise of the Resistance. Really enjoyed that one when we did that this year. And Toy Story Midway Mania. Who doesn't love Toy Story Midway Mania?
Of course.
And then we'd see the early performance of Fantasmic, because they used to be two when we went in 2018. There was an early one and a later one. So I'd see the early one deliberately so I could go back to Epcot to watch Harmonious while snacking around the Food and Wine Festival. And then after that, if it was still an option for value resorts, which I don't think it is anymore, we'd go and do the extra magic hours back at Magic Kingdom for the evening.
Oh, all right, you're squeezing the entire day out and getting four parks in here.
Literally. Yeah, 100%. Why not?
Yeah, you got to stay at a deluxe for that extra couple of hours.
I know. It's such a shame. It was a really good perk.
Is there anything you don't like about Walt Disney World?
The only thing that annoys me, and this is going to seem like a really small, trivial thing, is when I ask for a cup of tea, they don't give me milk with it. They literally give me hot water in a tea bag, or they try and offer me, what's it called, the coffee creamer?
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, no.
Yeah, no. No.
So milk.
We did, you know, I want milk. So we did a couple of times, like buy a little pint of milk from the quick service in our hotel and keep it in the fridge for a bit of milk whenever we needed a cup of tea. But yeah, that's the like smallest trivial thing to really not like about Walt Disney World.
Yeah, it's probably just America in general, but I don't know what is the best option to have with a cup of tea. Is it half and half? Is that like a skim milk? Is it semi-skim milk? Is that what that is? I always get confused because I don't want cream. I don't want cream in my tea. But I think half and half. I just want milk.
they just don't offer it. Yeah. Although we did well at Joffrey's this year, because I did have a cup of tea from them and I did say I would like milk, please. And they did have milk with them, so they did give me some. So I was like, yay!
Yeah, you can put milk in coffee when you're making like lattes and stuff. So I'll have a splash of milk in the tea, if you don't mind.
Yeah. Although they do give you a funny look when you ask for it.
We need to send Mary Poppins over. She would teach them how to make a proper cup of tea.
She would.
She would teach
proper
them.
China cups.
Exactly. Yeah. So have you got another trip planned soon, or maybe Paris or anywhere like that?
We're hoping to get out to Disneyland Paris in the next few months, because Disneyland Paris turned 30 this year.
Yes.
And I turned 30 in the same year, so I'm hoping to go and celebrate the 30s together. And then hopefully we might get back out to Orlando in Easter time, 2024, we're thinking.
Right.
We still need to confirm that, because obviously I've got to go in the holidays as a teacher. We're looking forward to hopefully planning that next year.
And do you ever bring Disney into your teaching?
Oh, 100%. 100%. If I That's a silly question. Yeah, I mean, I teach drama, and my year sevens have just finished a theme work about Alice in Wonderland. So, yeah. And
clever.
They're starting a Lion King one after Christmas.
Perfect.
I am that teacher.
You are that teacher.
There's lots of learning in there.
And you know, everybody listening to this podcast is saying, I wish I had a teacher like Sean when I was at school, because I would have wanted to be in her class. For sure. Well, lovely chatting to you. Have a nice Christmas and a happy new year.
Thank you. And you, all the best for 2023.
And of course, have a magical day.
Have a magical day.
Fancy being a podcast guest in the new year? Maybe you're going over the next few months. Maybe you're going over Christmas. Get in touch. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, at PodMagical. If you are going, don't forget to tag us in your pictures as well, and we can share some of your stories. If you're going to be there over Christmas, it's going to be a very magical place to be. It's going to be a very, very busy place to be. Magic Kingdom, if you're going to be at Magic Kingdom from around the 23rd, 24th, what usually happens at the Christmas parties will be the regular day events. So from Christmas right up to New Year's Eve, the parade will be replaced with a Christmas parade. The fireworks will be the Christmas fireworks. Isn't there Christmas shows on as well? The castle show becomes the Christmas show, I do believe. And then at New Year, Magic Kingdom, they've got the New Year fireworks on New Year's Eve Eve and New Year's Eve, whereas Epcot, which is the big one, is just on New Year's Eve. So if you're going to be over Christmas and New Year, it's going to be mega busy, a little bit cold as well at night. Temperature's not too bad during the day, and the sunshine, it should be quite warm. At night, though, take a jacket, spirit jersey. It might be jeans weather now. I'm thinking December, January, it's going to be pretty cold, but have a great time. Of course, you've still got the Festival of the Holidays continues at Epcot right through to the 30th of December, and the holiday celebrations over at Universal as well. They continue as well till just after New Year, Grinchmas and Harry Potter castle lighting and things like that. So do have a good time. Top tip for this episode, if you've got a lounge fly bag, if you like to keep your stuff in your lounge fly bag and you don't want it to get dirty and you don't want to get caught in a thunderstorm, here's a top tip that I stole off somebody on Facebook. I can't remember who you are, but thank you. Take a shower cap. When you get to your Disney hotels or wherever you're staying, if there's a shower cap, or take one from home, just pop it in your lounge fly bag. So when it starts raining, you just pop a big shower cap over the back of your lounge fly bag. Because they're expensive. You don't want it to get wet and dirty, do you? Great tip that, isn't it? Yeah, shower caps over your lounge fly. Don't forget, we will be back in 2 weeks' time, 30th of December, for the final one of the year. In fact, we've got somebody on the next episode who was there when the hurricane happened. So what's it going to be like at Disney World in a hurricane? We will find out on our next podcast in 2 weeks. Then we'll take a little bit of a break for a few weeks. Then we'll be back at the end of January. But until next time, please stand clear of the doors.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.